So from time to time, we've talked about setting up an email list and how that can be one of the most important things to do in your side hustle, whatever kind of side hustle you have. Maybe some exceptions, but probably 80% of the projects that we've looked at over the years could benefit from having an email list. So what do you actually do with it? Like once you have an email list, and maybe first I should say, I'm really into simplification. And if you don't need something, then don't do it. But of all the things that you probably need to have, all the tools you need to have for your side hustle, you know, you need a really simple website, most likely. You need some kind of social media profile. It doesn't need to be on every network. It doesn't need to be a grand social strategy. You just need somewhere to be. And most likely an email list, as I said, it's going to be one of those top things. So once you've got subscribers on your list, how do you, in fact, engage with them? How do you provide value to keep them interested? A lot of side hustlers struggle in knowing like what types of content to send and how often to communicate with their list. So I'm going to give you some quick and specific recommendations in this episode. What should you do with your email list? Got a question from a listener coming up that's going to set it up well for us. Stay tuned, 30 seconds, their question and my answer.
Hey, Chris, I've been working on building my email list for my side hustle, and I'm excited to see it growing. However, now that I have a mailing list set up, I'm not entirely sure what to do with it. What types of content should I be sending to my subscribers and how often? Are there any best practices for engaging with my list and converting subscribers into customers? I want to make sure I'm making the most of this valuable asset.
Great. So you've got an email list, and not only do you have an email list set up, but you've actually got people signing up for it. So that's even better. This is going to be a valuable asset for your hustle. And so now let's think about how to engage with your subscribers and nurture those relationships. A few key strategies for you, starting with valuable content. All right. So your subscribers have trusted you with their email addresses. You want to give them something that is relevant to their lives, useful and informative. You want them to be happy that they have signed up to your list. So tips, insights, resources. Just always think about the perspective of the reader. Why is this helpful or useful to them? If you can have a good answer to that question with every email you send, you are on the right track. Next, a consistent sending schedule. What is a realistic frequency for your emails? Is it weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever it is, try to stick to it. And once in a while, you can send additional emails, like if there is a sale, for example, or a product launch. You just want to be careful about doing it too frequently, as that can lead to more unsubscribes and decreased engagement. Next, as you grow, segment your list. Consider segmenting your subscribers based on their interests, behavior, or demographics. If they have purchased something from you, those people are much different from people who have just joined the email list. So you want to send them different content over time. It takes a little bit more work, but it's usually worth it. And then for whatever emails you're sending, compelling subject lines. That goes a long way too. Your subject line is the first thing they see. They've got a ton of messages coming in. Why should they pay attention to yours? Kind of goes back to that question about being useful and helpful. And then if you want them to do something, include a clear call to action. What is it you want them to do? You know, do you want them to read this post? Do you want them to purchase this item? Do you want them to sign up for this thing? Make it really clear. Visually appealing calls to action that stand out and make it simple for them to take the desired action. Those tips should take you a long way. It's super important. I definitely recommend paying attention to it as you grow. And of course, keep experimenting, learning, and providing value along the way. Listeners, thank you for listening today. I hope it's valuable and helpful to you. If you have a question, a comment, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Much more is coming up, featuring listener contributions throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.